All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Great day to have Jason Wilde weighing in on Packers content. We are live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook here in advance of the Super Bowl, the big game this Sunday where Pottawatomie will be having all sorts of things. We'll get to some of those as the show goes on. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
Terrible.
Oh, are you
what?
What?
Talk to me, Goose.
So I say this with respect for my colleagues that are on the voting panel for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It is a hard job. I respect that they do it. I have no interest in doing that job. But they changed the rules in August. They now have a four-person class, which, again, just because Deion Sanders complains about the bar being lowered doesn't mean we have to change all the rules. If you want to limit the number of players from the modern era classes, the 15 finalists from that, go right ahead. But the fact that Mike Holmgren was not elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame last night, contrary to what some news sites have posted this morning, is ridiculous. There are coaches that have gotten in under the previous rules that are far less deserving than Mike. And I think it is preposterous that Mike was competing with Sterling Sharp, even though the seniors category and the coach category are separate. I cannot believe he didn't get in. I am thrilled for Sterling Sharp. I never covered him from afar. It seems like he was more of a me guy than a we guy. But the bottom line is that great that he's in. He was a great player whose career was shortened by injury like Gale Sayers. But the fact that Mike Holmgren is not in is proof that they went a bridge too far with trying to restrict the number of people that get into the hall. And I'm really disappointed for Mike, who, by the way, is 76 years old now.
Is he
and
really?
Next year, unless Belichick comes back to the NFL, Belichick is going to be the nominee for the coaches next year. So then Mike's not getting in next year either. So I think they screwed this up royally.
Yeah, Jason, it's not the only thing that people were frustrated about last night. Did you see that Lamar Jackson was first team All-Pro with 30 first place votes? Josh Allen got 18. But then Josh Allen won the MVP award last night with 27 votes, Lamar Jackson getting 23 votes. It's the exact same voting class. And people were saying, well, I understand that there might be a little bit of nuance in the roles there, but that gave people pause. That raised some eyebrows as well. I will tell you this. I watched the NFL honors last night. Absolute crap show. Wow, is it bad? It was a lousy production, and they got to get that thing cleaned up going forward if you want people to be interested and take it seriously as like the pinnacle of accomplishment for the year headed into the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so I want to clarify one thing. So the folks that vote for All-Pro and MVP and all of the Associated Press awards is one panel. The Hall of Fame group is another panel. And I thought the same thing you did, Jen. I think this has only happened one other time in the modern era where...
Two other times?
I know, yes. One of them was Elway, right? Where Elway, yes, was not the first team All-Pro, but he was the MVP.
And that's basically, Jason, the other one, well, because somebody had to be second team. It's 2003 when Peyton Manning and Steve McNair split the award, so they were co-MVPs. So, I mean, somebody of that has to be first team. Someone's got to be second team. So that's the way that played out. But McNair was also second team and was elected league MVP.
So, I understand. I really don't want to be disrespectful to my colleagues that are on those panels because It is a hard job that I'm not qualified for. I'm sorry, I do not spend my free time watching other NFL games that I'm not covering or that don't affect, like, they're not an upcoming Packers opponent. I'll have it on when I'm writing at night, if it's Monday night or Thursday night or whatever else, but I am not qualified. So you could take what I'm saying with a grain of salt if you want, but again, there are... I'll give you an example. Don Coryell, who I absolutely adored as a kid growing up because I loved the San Diego Chargers. Mike Holmgren took two different franchises to the Super Bowl. He went to three Super Bowls. The fact that he is not in the Hall of Fame, and Lord knows when he'll get in now, if at all. I hate it when people change the rules and move the goalposts, and under the previous rules, there's no doubt he's in, but because in August they decided to change the rules, now he's not, and I just think that sucks.
Jason, Jordan Love said in an interview in New Orleans that next year he's got to use his legs more. You think that's coming from? You think that's coming from LaFleur, or it's coming from Love?
I think they probably agree on that too. I mean, we're seeing what the league is becoming, right? I mean, those guys that are more of a threat that way. Are better players, right? I mean, we just had the debate about the MVP quarterbacks and the first team all pro quarterback. Both those guys, in different ways, obviously, have that threat. And I think Jordan can do far more of that. Again, I understand he had two different leg injuries. That certainly factored in. But he ran for like 83 yards this year. Like, I didn't check the New York Jets stats, but I'm guessing that's roughly the same amount that Rodgers ran for this year. So that's definitely true. You know, I also saw his response to the Josh Jacobs comments. I thought he did a pretty good job. It was kind of a milquetoast answer, but I thought he did a pretty good job of not disputing Josh Jacobs' points, while also not insulting the guys that he's throwing the football to.
Jason, with it being such a small class, is Sterling a big enough draw where the Packers could be playing in the Hall of Fame game?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know if Ben Brust's reporting, which I never thought I'd say that phrase, is accurate. He texted me last night when he was about to post that because he's a good teammate and he wanted me to have a heads up. And I was at the UW-Green Bay Youngstown State women's game. When he texted me that, I was like, wow, Ben, love it. And then I thought, wow, Matt LaFleur, not going to love it. So, because he handles those overseas trips so well. But I would venture to say that if they're going to Ireland, as Ben's sources have told him, I doubt that they would also stick them with the Hall of Fame game. But look, Sterling, who, you know, Chewy knows this, and it was before my time on the beat, Sterling, who never talked to the media, local media anyway, I am very eager to hear his speech. So if they go, maybe I'll road trip to Canton just to hear him speak for the first time in person.
Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great weekend. You got a pick for the Super Bowl before we let you go?
Taylor Swift joining Kendrick Lamar. That's my pick.
All right. Kendrick Lamar, the
Wait,
halftime.
You might be able to. That might be one of the 1,000 prop bets you can make here. I got to circle through. If you want me, Jason, I can throw $5 down on that for you if I find it.
That would be great. Yes, yeah, Sydney's very. That's the only reason she really cares about the game, and I'm with her. So I want to see her come out and sing "Bad Blood" with Kendrick Lamar. So I know you guys got to go. So enjoy Pottawatomie. We're going to be down there, I think, in about a month or so for our show, so I'm really excited to see it. I have not seen the new sports book, so keep crushing it down there, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
It's glorious, Jason. Can't wait to get you down here. All right, he's Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We take a break right now. We got to get to Craig Karmazin coming up next. Still a lot of stuff to get to. Don't forget, we've got Superb Owl Squares coming up twice this morning. Your last two opportunities to join our Superb Owl Squares board headed into the big game. Stick around.